From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, June 1st. I'm Sarah Wright. Hundreds of people marched in the streets of Ukiah yesterday in a demonstration demanding justice for George Floyd, the black man who was killed 1 week ago today by a white police officer in front of a crowd of witnesses who filmed the killing. Mostly masked demonstrators rallied in front of the courthouse for hours, then marched to Civic Center and back, chanting, "No justice, no peace, enough is enough," and the names of black people who have been killed by law enforcement. Demonstrators spilled into the parking lot across the street from the courthouse to the east and to the corners of State Street, north and south. Tyra Riley is one of the organizers.
Me, I'm a lighter-skinned female, so I personally have only dealt with slick comments from people, but whenever my family comes into town, like my cousins, my dad, which is darker-skinned males, there is always some type of discrimination. People will literally come up to me asking me if I'm okay, if I'm safe, because I'm walking with black men. And it's appalling and disgusting that, you know, here in such a beautiful county, we're dealing with racism locally. Like, I just don't understand.
Last week's health order re-legalized religious services, haircuts, and political protests. Yesterday's demonstration in Ukiah was entirely peaceful, though one man roared around the block several times on a motorcycle waving a thin blue line flag, and a woman in a green SUV seemed to feel it was extremely urgent to make a right turn onto Perkins, which she did, coming pretty close to several demonstrators who were standing in the street. A few people hung back along the edges of the crowd, though social distancing was not the order of the day. But Davina Malay Gomez, another one of the organizers, thought it was important to be there.
Because otherwise we'd be at home just feeling everything rather than doing something.
Did you grow up here in Mendocino County?
Yeah, I grew up on the Coyote Valley Reservation. I graduated from Willits High School. I have played sports here in Ukiah my whole life.
And can you talk about the prayer that you delivered earlier? What was the essence of that prayer?
I was just trying to pray for peace here because in a lot of other places in America, not everyone has that collectiveness. Everyone's kind of doing their own thing. And it's really important for us to stay here together and stand here together rather than have our own agenda, because that when the police, they're supposed to stand as a force, and a lot of them seem to have their own agendas. So I think it's really important for us to remember and remind ourselves what we're here for.
53-year-old Darren Jackson is an African-American man who stood among the masked demonstrators with a black shroud draped over his head and a pride flag across his shoulders.
I feel that we're in mourning here. The country, the nation is in mourning. We're seriously hurt. And we need healing. And I'm wearing my pride flag drooped over my shoulders because I feel my pride has been attacked by this brutal killing of a black man, as I am a black man myself. The violence and the brutality and the hatred that I have experienced, I mean, luckily it hasn't killed me as it did George Floyd. But we need to be awakening to people's diversities and just find some respect. Find some respect in our hearts and forgiveness.
Before marching to Civic Center, the entire crowd took a knee for 9 minutes, the length of time Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck. Floyd was one of the names of murdered black people 19-year-old organizer Essence Roki included in a chant on the lawn in front of the city government building.
The officer kneeled on his neck for 9 minutes long and killed him. Breonna Taylor, she was in her home and the police busted through the door and shot her. We have Ahmaud, he was on a run, and these two white people tracked him down and shot him. Those are a few of the names that we were chanting.
And there was a moment of tension, but it dissipated pretty fast. Can you describe the guy on the bike?
Yeah, that was really scary because he like kept antagonizing people and coming by multiple times with his flag and shouting at people. And, you know, people get upset. You know, some people don't know how to control themselves or their anger and stuff, you know, when somebody's antagonizing you, you know. But we did a really good job of keeping everybody kind of like, this is a peaceful protest. We're here to spread peace. You know, we know that he's antagonizing us. That's what he wants, us to riot or, you know. So yeah, we could look like the bad guys, but no, we're going to do it peacefully, for sure.
There was very little visible police presence at yesterday's demonstration. A highway patrol vehicle decorated with messages of congratulations for the graduating class of 2020 drove by the courthouse twice, and a community police officer passed once, both headed south. 10-year-old Kenyon stood at the top of the courthouse steps, where someone had used chalk to write the names of 15 black people who'd been killed by police on the stairs. He's the same age as Clifford Glover, who was shot in New York in 1973. He arrived at the demonstration in a car bearing the message, "My name is Kenyon, and I have the right to breathe."
If you're not here, then you're somewhere else, and the whole world's watching.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.